Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At the end of the day, we were talking about Kirk Cousins. What do you think, Carver High, of that whole conversation we just had with McNally? That he believes that the guy's honest, that he wants to stay there. He'd be more than happy to stay there if they gave him a fair deal. But the bottom line is, it sounds like they have not offered him a fair deal. They offered him a two-year guaranteed deal, and the rest of that deal was crap, and that's the bottom line.
They didn't offer him a long-term deal because they don't believe in him, and honestly, I don't blame him because I don't think he's that great. I'm with you, kind of. I mean, you kind of had him. You had Dak above him already. I don't know.
Do you
I
think disagree with that?
I think you need to see a little more from Dak before we go there, and he had a great first year. But I don't think Cousins is all that. I get quarterbacks, you got to pay him a lot of money, but I don't know. If I'm him, they want to keep franchising me and paying me 25 this year, 34 next year.
Can you believe how much money they're paying him?
And if they don't franchise him, he's going to run himself off to San Francisco, and they're going to give him a ton of cash. So I think he's in a great position, and I don't believe he'll ever sign a long-term deal with the Redskins.
So I looked at this. Here's the teams. The Niners, Browns, Jets, Rams, Cardinals, Jaguars, Vikings, Broncos, and Bills are the teams that would be interested in him, allegedly. First of all, I barely think, I mean, Simeon and Lynch, I don't think Elway's given up on them for Kirk Cousins. I don't believe that. I don't know. I think he's in the same neighborhood as Bradford and Bridgewater, to be honest with you.
I think he's better than those guys.
He's better than Blake Bortles, I think.
Definitely.
Arizona would be a place I'd be interested in if I were him, because Carson Palmer's done.
And they've got a lot of weapons.
I wouldn't want to play Jared Goff. They're not getting rid of Jared Goff.
You know,
Rams.
I heard a couple people saying this week that if he had a really bad year, that they'd think about just cutting bait before they even get started if he had another bad year.
Really? The Browns have a bad situation, but I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want to play in Cleveland. They're bad luck. That franchise is bad luck. I don't care what you say. They suck. No offense to everybody on the fan in Cleveland, but to stick to the Cavs, thanks, and the Indians. You know it, too. Live it. The Niners, now that's where he wants to go to play for his boy Shanahan. That's all there is to it. His best job is in Washington, and that's all there is to it. And then if that fails this year and he doesn't succeed and get to the playoffs and win and put up big numbers, he's going to go to San Francisco. That's the same place we were talking about him going last night.
I can't fault him also for waiting a year here, and I think he talked about this today too. You know, there's been some personnel changes. You know, Garcon and DeSean Jackson are gone. They bring in Terrell Pryor. They're going to give the kid Doxson, who they drafted in the first round last year, more of a chance. He's got some new pieces that are going to be around
him. Do you think they actually got better or worse?
Well, DeSean Jackson and Garcon are established NFL receivers
worse.
Who are towards the ender side of their careers. Pryor had a great year in Cleveland last year. You know nothing about the kid Doxson yet.
So you believe that Garcon and Jackson are done or just headed toward done?
I'm not saying they're done. I think Garcon's
close. You're saying they're on Route 66 driving going down the highway toward the end of their career.
I'm just saying, I think it's good for him to see if he fits with these couple of new pieces that they're going to have.
Where did Garcon go again? I can't remember.
I mean, that's worthless that guy is. I mean,
figure out where he went.
We know DeSean went to Tampa.
I know he went to Tampa, and I love him with Evans. And he went to the Niners, so he'd go play with him again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.